This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening. If you would like to send us a good old-fashioned email, you can go to comments@afr.net.
Wait, comments. What?
Comments. And they do.
They do?
Yes.
They do use the email address?
Yes, sir.
Comments@afr.net. Well, you read them, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. So Jim Stanley, our general manager, he reads them. And Ed Vitagliano is with me, and I'm Tim Wildman. J.J. Jasper, who's normally on with us, is traveling America.
America.
And he will be tonight in Mount Vernon, Illinois, at the high school there. Laugh for Life to benefit the Women's Hope Center. It's a pregnancy resource center. Tickets are available at the door.
Okay. If you want to know more about Jake and JJ's speaking schedule, where he's going to be or what he speaks about, what JJ brings to the proverbial table, you just go to jjjasper.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so it's Trivia Friday on AFR, and we are asking questions. I've injected some riddles the last few weeks, and the general listening family out there, they seem to like this.
Been very popular.
So I'll stay with riddles this half hour. But Ed, do you want to? Our mystery question has not been answered.
It is not.
Thus, we are one T-shirt up.
Yes, that's right. One T-shirt to the good.
Right. So we would like to send you a free T-shirt. Trivia Friday T-shirt. And as Ed said earlier, if you want your own Trivia Friday T-shirt, Learning University T-shirt, go to afastore.net. AFAstore.net, and you can buy one for $15. And they are really durable. They're good quality T-shirts.
They are good quality. They are stain resistant. They can't be, you can't get them wet. They are bulletproof.
90% cotton.
And it will never wear out.
10%
as long
asbestos.
As you own it.
So there you go.
None of that was true that I said. Except they are good quality T-shirts.
They are good. All right, where do we go next?
All right, what do you say we go to Arkansas?
Wait, excuse me. Before we do that, we must repeat our questions because I've got a new riddle.
All right.
Two of my three have been taken, have been answered correctly.
And I was surprised. Those are challenging. All right, here are the three questions I have. The Canadian Football League came into existence in 1958 and has the same rules as the National Football League. Is that true or false? Second question, what are the two top-selling spices In the world, just so you don't think that I'm throwing out something that's bizarre, you probably have them in your own house.
It's one of my Old Spice.
Old Spice. No, I said top selling spices. So
okay,
I'm guessing Old Spice still around.
Yeah, I got that one.
Aquavelva would be the other one, then, wouldn't it?
Aquavelva.
Wait, Old Spice deodorant's still around.
Oh, yeah. It is? All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every Christmas, I used to get Old Spice soap and a rope. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Soap and a rope. Oh, gee. Yeah. Thank you.
Don't hold back. We can have family counseling during trivia.
I remember soap on a rope.
What was the point of that?
Who chooses this for a Christmas gift for anybody they really like?
My mom.
Your mom.
God rest her soul.
She got you a rope.
Yeah, it was always a stocking stuffer.
Stocking stuffer is not. You really can't insult with a stocking stuffer. It's it's just sort of.
Well, I'm going to accept that challenge.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can insult someone with stocking stuffer.
My grandkids, we give them. Many of us listening got the stocking stuffers. Back in the day, included oranges and apples.
Right.
Am I right?
We always got the little small boxes of cereal, you remember?
Yeah.
That you could kind of cut open and pour the milk in. We were just so thrilled by that.
And peppermint sticks, right? And Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah.
But now, my grandson, the one last Christmas, I think it was, he's five now. Like, he gets a stocking.
Yeah.
It has an apple and an orange in there, He gets it out and he like looks at it like, I get this every day in my refrigerator.
I'm sorry.
This is not anything special. I mean, he said he looked like that and he said something to that effect. But anyway, it was just funny.
I was expecting the gift card.
Times have changed right here, my friend.
Yes, that's right. How come I had to get an iPod in my stocking?
What? Somebody put an apple in my
somebody
stock,
made a mistake.
Stocking must have been a mistake by Santa. Okay.
And what's this? Three walnuts? Are you serious? What am I supposed to do with these?
At least put some chocolate in here.
Oh, my.
Good night. All right.
All right. Here, my last question. In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. What does the name Barnabas mean? It actually has this in the book of Acts. All right, that's what I got.
All right, so this question has heretofore gone unanswered. How many chapters and verses are there in 1 Peter? How many chapters and verses are there in 1 Peter? And then what planet is farthest from the sun? What planet is farthest
is
from
that,
the
is
sun?
That
planet Hollywood.
Is that, yeah, it's good, Kev. Corny, but good.
Yeah.
Is it farthest or furthest, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me. However, yeah, if farthest, it matters to furthest. You, I will respond.
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm just trying to.
It's neither farthest or furthest. It's farther or further.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was
it's
trying to
Mr. correct. Grammar
well,
guy.
No, furthest. You can say furthest or farthest, but you don't say farthest or furthest.
Farthest. What did I say? Am I adding a?
No, Tim.
Oh, my bad.
I think my bad's incorrect English too. But you know, I'm not going to be the
all right. So
the grammar police,
grammar Nazi.
Let me break this down. The sun is here at spot X.
Right.
Right. The planet that is the most far away from the sun,
yes,
is over here.
Gotcha.
I want to know what that planet is.
I'm following you, Jim.
I've got the picture up.
And
now.
I got no correction on your grammar.
And if you add the angles,
that's
of
right.
All the planets,
it'll be 180.
Right, and then after you got that number, you have to consider if a car starts in Denver,
going
60 miles an hour toward Boston.
What will it get in its stocking at
right.
Christmas?
I have another question that's never going to be
yes.
answered.
Go ahead. Ask it.
What's the medical term for bad breath?
Okay.
Ah, I think I know this one.
That's all I've got.
Probably coffee.
Tim?
Right. But anyway. Here are my two questions.
The riddles, right?
One, I have one riddle left from since we started the show. Here it is. I go up and I go down towards the sky and the ground. I'm present and past tense, too. Let's go for a ride, me and you.
That's a good one.
What am I?
I cannot figure that one out.
And here's a new question, new riddle. A woman gave birth to two sons who were born in the same hour of the same day of the same year, but they were not twins. How could this be?
Oh, say that one again.
I know that one.
Say that again.
Ask it again.
Yes, please.
A woman gave birth to two sons who were born in the same hour of the same day of the same year, but they were not twins. How could this be? Ed, you don't. Right now, you don't know the answer. You're thinking about
it,
but you don't know the answer. All right, let's go back to the phone.
All right, we go back to Arkansas. Mm. Raymond is on the line. Raymond, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay, sorry, hold on. I had to get back to my desk. I had to make me a sandwich during the...
Yeah.
Ray, that's funny, because I...
Caught me digging around in my stock here. I only found a couple walnuts, sorry.
Because I'm always asking people when they delay answers, what were you, making a sandwich? Raymond is obviously a long-time listener. He pays attention.
I just want to
I like
know
that. That's a good
if
student.
If Baloney has a first and last name.
Raymond, welcome to the program. You
don't
want to
know,
ask
but
answer?
I believe it's Italian.
Yes, that's right. Italian bologna.
Both, please.
Yeah, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Raymond?
Both, please. Right. I'd like to answer Tim's question about the riddle going up and down.
Right. Okay, I'll repeat it real quickly, and you can answer it. Let's see, Raymond. Here's the riddle. I go up and I go down towards the sky and the ground. I'm present and past tense, too. Let's go for a ride, me and you. What am I?
Is it a swing?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's not. So these did you enjoy that, Jim?
You said that with such finality. No, it's not.
Well, I just think you like doing that noise. Yeah. That's what
okay,
I think.
So Ferris wheel has been guessed there,
yeah.
And the swing has been guessed. Both are incorrect. All right, what's your question for us?
All right, what do the name brands Eaton, Spicer, and Meritor have in common?
We don't know.
Eaton, Spicer, and Meritor?
Eaton, Spicer, and Meritor.
What do they have in common?
Yes.
These are brand names?
Name brands or something.
Name brands.
Is it sports?
Eaton.
Don't say anything,
Raymond. Yeah, don't say anything, Raymond.
We're gonna say. How about baseball? Baseball bat?
No, there is a bat in baseball called Easton.
Easton,
I think.
Right.
But I don't know
That's probably what I was thinking of.
Yeah,
but
the other two brands, I don't think they're baseball related. I'm not familiar with them. Well, give us the three names again, real quickly.
Eaton. Spicer. And Meritor.
Meritor. Okay. I don't know.
No.
It's a law firm.
Call the law offices of Eaton Spicer.
Well, we don't know, Raymond. What's the answer?
They're actually heavy-duty truck axles. Different brands.
Well, there you go, guys.
Heavy-duty truck axles. Okay.
Like 18-wheelers on the road.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That was going to be my next guess.
How did you know that, Raymond?
I used to be a truck mechanic.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And your 18-wheelers... The axles are going to be made by one of those three companies.
And Spicer also...
I mean, there's others as well, but...
Spicer also makes the flacker switch on those 18-wheelers, doesn't it?
Yes.
What in the world? How do you know what a flacker switch is?
I just made that up. I just completely made that up.
I thought you said... I thought you were talking about the airbag.
No. I just completely made that up.
Well, I wondered where you came up with a flacker switch.
It's my go-to whenever guys are talking about like vehicle cars and stuff.
Right.
I know
some little
about.
Throw that
talking
out
about
there?
Engines. I will say, what about that flacker switch on the 64 Mustang?
Then you look at them and they don't know whether to say anything or not.
That's right.
Because maybe you're right. Maybe there's something they don't know.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good. That's a way to get out of that.
That's right. And then, but while they're thinking
then
about
you move
that,
on to another topic.
I go make a sandwich.
Yeah, I got
Italian bologna.
All right, Raymond. Thank you, Raymond.
I do have to say, being from Arkansas, every time I hear that cowbell bell, it kind of triggers me.
We hadn't been triggering a lot of people this year, but glad we triggered the Razorbacks. All right. Thank you, Raymond. Appreciate it. Mississippi State football team, my school, not been doing too well, but anyway, at least we beat Arkansas.
Well,
Arkansas,
does that really make you feel better,
Arkansas
though?
Fans, bless their heart, they're suffering right now. I've been there.
Don't send those emails to comments at AFR.net.
There's
okay?
a lot of folks. If you want to go into psychotherapy, I would say move to Little Rock right now, or Fayetteville or Bentonville. I think they could use,
use some counseling.
They could use some counseling right now. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next call, Ed.
All right, let's go to Michigan, shall we? And Sean is on the line. Sean, welcome to the program.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Sean.
Where in Michigan, Sean, do you live?
I'm Muskegon, 91.7.
Yes, sir.
All right.
A lot of great folks in Muskegon and that area listen to us, and we're thankful to have you, brother.
Dave Johnson from American Decency Council. Good guy.
Bill Johnson.
Bill Johnson, yeah.
Bill Johnson, that's
in Fremont.
Yep.
He lives in Fremont. Yes, sir. Good friend of ours. Sean, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
Both, and the Barnabas question.
All right, here it is, Sean. Let me repeat the question. In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. What does the name Barnabas mean?
The son of encouragement.
That's right,
wow,
the son of encouragement.
Nice.
From Acts chapter 4, verse 36. Good job. Did you have to look that up, or did you know it?
I knew it.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, what's your question for us, Sean?
Okay. This time of year, for various reasons, maraschino cherries tend to be a thing. Year round, they might be a thing like on the top of a sundae or something like that. But is that a real cherry or is that a processed cherry?
What's it called?
Maraschino cherries.
Maraschino cherries.
The real
like
red.
Like if you get a milkshake or something like that,
put
one
that on
top.
There.
I don't know, but when you wrap them in chocolate, they're pretty tasty. You wrap them in chocolate.
I know they are. They're awesome like that.
Hey, they probably grow those where you live, don't they, Sean?
They do.
That would be they're pretty processed, aren't they?
Is that our answer?
The thing is, there's no maraschino tree or whatever. I used to work in a plant that processed them, and they wash everything out of it that used to be the cherry. The material is there, and they reinfuse syrup back in it. That's a maraschino cherry.
Really?
But I still eat them. But yeah.
Okay, so do they keep
nothing of the cherry left?
They keep the skin.
Basically the skin, the fiber of the cherry, but everything, all the juices, everything is completely gone.
I did not know
How
that.
About that?
So what do they put
Learning
in? What
university.
Do they put back in?
You don't want to know,
right? Is this like hot dogs? We don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly. It's every bit as bad as hot dogs.
Man. Okay. Well, now I will say I don't eat those. I don't like them. If it comes on a sundae or something, I just toss it.
With a cherry on top?
Yeah. I usually throw it on the windshield of the car.
If you were probably to get a real cherry on top, you'd like it.
Yeah.
But the cherry on top. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. We had some friends who were cherry farmers in Wisconsin over there by the lake. You know, I forgot. Is that Lake Superior? What is that?
Lake Michigan?
Or is that Lake Michigan? That's Lake Michigan, right?
I guess.
I think it's Lake Michigan. Anyway, so that where Sean's from is, the climate is made for growing.
It's ripe for cherries.
Grapes and cherries and those kinds of things.
Well, I knew a guy when we used to play basketball growing up. He was a cherry picker.
Was he really?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
Remember how
cherry picker.
People would cherry pick.
Yeah, cherry pick.
They'd just hang down by the goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you guys didn't like that?
No. No. You've done better.
Wah, wah.
You've had better.
Give
jokes.
Me a little wah wah on that one.
All right, Sean. Thank you. That was a great question, and makes me realize that I'm making the right decision by not eating those cherries. So, anyway, have a great weekend.
By the way,
that sounds disgusting.
Barnabas is what was the son of encouragement? Where did that come from? Now, what is
it? The Book of Acts.
Is that what it means? And what?
That's I guess Greek. Probably.
What's the name?
Aramaic.
What's the name for son of discouragement?
Barney.
Barney.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know. You love
that's
me.
Right. That's, yeah. That's pretty discouraging.
Yeah,
that song.
Yeah. I just wondered, you know, what happened there. If anybody was ever named that.
Yeah. Boy, you're a real son of discouragement.
You're a son of discouragement. We're going to name you what?
Yes. That'd be a great. I'd like to know the answer.
All right, dude. Learned a little bit about cherries. Bought some blueberries the other day.
Yeah.
I love blueberries.
I buy
them often, but these blueberries were from Peru.
Peru?
Yeah.
Were they some of the large ones?
Yeah, large ones.
Oh, man.
Those large blueberries.
How do they keep those from going bad when they travel that far?
That's what I wondered. But
there's this new thing called an airplane.
Yeah.
An airplane.
So it gets
Thank
here,
you.
It gets here faster, but I think they put them on boats probably.
They do.
I don't know. Maybe they can get them here in 3 weeks. And
I guess they're refrigerated. They pick. I don't know. That's always,
You can read about it.
There's stuff that they
on
ship.
On their internet.
There's food that they ship from China over here. Like
we get food from China.
My wife says, because when she found out about the Chinese and persecuting Christians, she said, I'm not buying salmon from, because I like salmon. I'm not buying salmon from China. And I said, I didn't know you were buying it from China to begin with, but she would go. You go to a store like Sam's or something like that with it, and the salmon came from China. And I said, "How do they keep that?"
That's
fresh
what I want.
Huh,
that's interesting. I know that Vietnam ships a lot of catfish.
Yeah. And that's why you see a lot of restaurants around here that talk about the Mississippi farm-raised catfish.
Right. All right, buy local.
Yeah.
Eat local fish.
Yes.
All right, who's next?
All right, we go to Texas, and Amelia is on the line. Amelia, mm-hmm. welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. On my computer screen, it says you're 12 years old. Is that true?
Yes, I'm almost 13.
All right. Well, you know, that's when I was your age, and all kids, they say, yes, I'm almost 13. I want to be older. You get to my age, Amelia, and guess what? You don't want to say that anymore. No. You want to say, yeah.
I want to be older anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're a very brave person to call and be on national radio. So you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I like to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The bad breath one.
All right. Here we go. What's the medical term for bad breath?
Halitosis.
Yes, is absolutely
I remember
right.
that from some commercial years ago.
Oh, really?
Oh, you have halitosis.
Yeah.
It was.
I've always used coffee to cover it
well,
up.
Well, for a lot of people, you tell them that, they'd say, well, thank you.
Yes. Right. Halitosis. I think it was a scope. You remember scope?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that was where they had the, you have halitosis.
And I'm thinking, why are you that close to me that you know?
All right, Amelia, we're coming up towards the end of the program. What's your question for us?
It's an Adventures in Odyssey question. So, Connie Kendall in Adventures in Odyssey, she her first love, who was he, and who else did she almost marry?
Yeah, I got to tap out on that one.
I don't know any Adventures in Odyssey stuff.
I could be here for 100 years.
I can't even remember the name of the ice cream shop.
Adventures in Odyssey, extremely popular.
But you know what, Amelia, everybody on this panel is, I'm guessing, over 55 years old.
I'm 56. So, I think I'm the baby here.
So so you're asking a bunch of old people about a kid's show. Yeah. You're just going to have to tell us the answer. What was the answer?
Okay, her first love was Jeff Luce, and she almost married Robert Mitchell.
Who was her first love?
Jeff Luce.
Okay, I didn't get that. What?
Her first love was Jeff Luce, and she almost married Robert Mitchell.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to tuck that information away somewhere and never be able to access it again. It's going to be deep in a closet somewhere.
Hey, Tim, since we have not given away a T-shirt today, and I don't think we're going to have enough time for another caller.
We won't.
What do you say that we bless Amelia?
Amelia, fine with me.
Amelia, would you like a free T-shirt?
There is nothing in this world I would like better.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
You know what? We know what? Just because you said that, Amelia, we're going to send you two. One for you and one for your
whoever
we want to give it to. Okay?
So we're gonna put you on hold. Don't hang up. Cindy Roberts is going to get your information. And you got two T-shirts coming your way, okay?
Quickly. Okay, answer our questions.
Okay, Canadian Football League has the same rules as the National Football League. That is false.
Right.
False. The top two selling spices in the world are black pepper and mustard.
Okay.
One and two.
All right, so which planet is farthest from the sun?
Would be Pluto if it's still a planet.
It would be Pluto, but not, because Neptune actually goes around further. Oh, yeah. And then...
What is it? Neptune.
Okay. Neptune. And then five chapters, 105 verses. Mr.
I go up and I go down towards the sky and the ground. I'm present and I'm past tense too. Let's go for a ride, me and you. What am I? I am a seesaw.
A seesaw. Well, folks, we're on the right track with the
I am present, I am past too. A seesaw. Have a great weekend, everybody.